First of all, a podcast takes a lot of work, okay? You have to organize the guests, you have to do a Google Calendar, and you build a following. It takes a long fucking time, and I've been working on it for a while.
Hello. Welcome back, or welcome to I Don't Care the Podcast. I'm your girl, Alexia. And today, I am joined by an uber successful actress. She is huge in the world of voice acting, TV, and film. Have you ever heard of green actors? Yeah. And she's funny, but, like, not really. And she's here. And it's Hiwa Tedla.
Woo.
Mm-hmm. I'm full of energy today. I'm happy. I'm excited. And then Hiwa is tired.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't cover the mic, huh?
Yeah. Hiwa's tired. So it's going to be a lot of me pulling it for the team, I think.
Yeah, I'm really tired.
But I actually want to talk about me pulling one for the team because you said last time we podcasted together that you think you're a bad podcaster.
I did say that, yeah.
Yeah, and let me tell you why. Not that you are a bad podcaster.
Don't just catch me strays. What the hell?
No. It's a learning curve. Like, there's a technique to it that, like, I don't have mastered by any means, but I understand. And it's, like, no matter what, you have to talk. Like, even if you are struggling to think of something to say, you can't just, like, go quiet. And you go quiet. Like, when you're done talking, you stop talking, which is, like, regular life. But podcast life, you gotta, like, okay, how do I elevate this to be the next topic? And so that's why, like, I talk a lot. But it's just because I have to make up for you not talking.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say.
Exactly, and then see, she stops talking. But I think what we're going to talk about today will actually be something that we both have a lot to say about. And
yeah, you'd think, huh?
I think. You don't think?
No, I guess so.
Yeah, so what we're going to be talking about today mainly is Quiet on Set, the documentary. Spoken by two actors who have never worked on Nickelodeon or are child actors. We did watch the shows.
Watch them a lot.
So it's, like, interesting to have watched them as a kid and now have these, like, perspectives and background knowledge on it. It's very interesting. But before we get into that, I want to talk about Kate Middleton.
Right.
And I want to talk about, before we actually talk about what happened, I want to talk about the theories and all the conspiracies and stuff before her announcement. Because you had a theory, didn't you?
Yes, it wasn't my theory. I did steal it from Twitter. But I was on the BBL train. I thought that she was going to come back with a fatty and we were all just going to ignore it. And I'm not giving up on that theory. I think that there's still a chance that she might be like, hey, life's short, especially given her situation. Let me just get a dump truck before I go.
Yeah. And may as well get your tits done, too. I'm sure she's got mom boobs.
I'm sure.
So if you're getting a BBL, get the whole damn package.
Exactly.
Liposuction while you're at it. Not that she's got anything. Mm-hmm.
Get that royal bod, you know?
Get the royal body. Lots of other conspiracies were that she and Will were getting a divorce.
I did see that. Those ones seemed believable.
Yeah, because there was, like, something that she signed off on a letter or a post or something with the letter C or K, but usually she signs off with K, something like that. Like, her name is spelt with a K, Catherine, but then when she became a royal, the queen made her change it to a C. It was something like, yeah. And what? Then she signed off, like, on a post or something with the original K. And people were like, oh, my God, they're getting a divorce.
I saw, like, she took a photo with her kids with her without her wedding ring or something.
Well, a lot of conspiracies, too, were that she's dead.
Yeah, I did see those. And in all fairness, not that far off.
No, if I'm going to believe in any conspiracy theory, I'm going to believe that she's dead. Like, if I'm going to put my marbles into any basket, that's not the saying, but whatever, it's going to be that she's dead. Because, like, lots of people are like, we haven't seen her in a long time. Like, really publicly, she's not been seen. And then AI photos, people are saying, is being made, the Photoshop, whatever. Even her announcement video, there's conspiracies that it's used from a video that she did like 6 years ago or something, because she was in the same fucking t-shirt.
I think that this is Trisha Paytas' fault.
Oh, yeah. So you're on the Trisha bandwagon.
I am. I'm heavily on that
one. Is she actually having twins?
I don't think. I don't know. I don't think so. I think she's... No, I don't think so. Just the one, I think.
Because I know everyone is like, oh my gosh, she's having twins. Charles has cancer. And Kate now has cancer. Mm-hmm.
And she said with the last baby, when everyone said it was Elizabeth, she was like, I just like, why did it have to be Queen Elizabeth? She was like, not that I'm like hoping this, but it's like, at least if it was like Kate Middleton, then I'd be like, okay, well, it's like my baby's like Kate, you know?
Yeah. So and now, she
willed it into existence. She sure did.
If I was going to reincarnate any of the royals with my child, okay, who would you pick? I think I would do Princess Diana.
I would have to do Princess Diana, or like Meghan Markle, I guess. Yeah. She's alive, but like, I can't do anyone else. I'm not having some of these, like...
Well, you can do Harry.
I could, but I don't need that inbreeding, like, in my kid. I don't need all that.
Yeah, but he would be a mama's boy. You know you would have a child that loves you, no matter what.
I'm, and call me a dreamer. I'm kind of hoping for that regardless.
Okay. Okay. I think, like, a lot of the times you have a mama's boy until, like, they're a teenager. But it sounds and it seems like Harry is still a mama's boy. I don't know if that would be different if she was alive, but... You know?
I mean, honestly, though, it's easy to be a mama's boy when she's not alive.
Yeah, but do you want a son that's, like, writing books about whatever the fuck he's writing books about? Like, what did he say? That he, like, had sex with someone behind a restaurant or something the first time?
That's what happens when you keep someone under lock and key. And then he said, I found myself a 1/8 black woman, and my family freaked out. And now I can do whatever I want.
A 1/8. Black woman, yeah. The royals are crazy. Okay, if you can reincarnate anyone in the world with your child, who would you pick? Alive or dead, doesn't matter.
Ooh, okay. So this is another thing with the podcasting. Like, I will be thinking. Like, I'm not just going to say some stuff.
No, that's fine. So that's
like, we're silent for a bit.
You can think. I can edit it out. But I know. It's like,
I'm just saying that it's like...
Yeah.
I need to not talk sometimes.
Sometimes that's fine, but sometimes you got to keep it going.
I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just going to stick with what I'm doing.
Ugh, that means more editing for me.
Sorry. You asked me to be on. This is what you get.
I don't think I asked.
Oh, really?
I think I just said a time and place.
Yeah, I think you forced. I think I have a gun to my head behind the camera. Anyways, who's dead? Anyone died recently that was cool? Betty White, maybe?
Yeah, Betty White, Angus.
Yeah, I don't know if I would. I don't know. Respectfully.
Rest in peace. Respectfully, of my grandma. Course.
And of love, with love, with peace and the love, of course, with peace and love. I don't want any Italian in my blood.
No. Stay away. If I could give any advice, stay away from Italian men.
This is an anti-Italian podcast hosted with your host, the Italian Alexa DiStefano.
Hey, Italian women are great. Italian men, on the other hand, just different.
Sure, I'll give you that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But like in general, women great.
Of course,
men can go. I feel like every woman of any country will say, "Oh, the men of my country are trash." You know?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any women who are like the men of my
Maybe
country.
Maybe French.
French people in general suck. Yeah. They're the worst. French people are annoying.
But they're the best kissers. So are I've they? Heard. Are they? Oh, I've heard.
If I don't know, if I was making a ranking, I feel like they probably, I mean, not that I know, but like I feel like they
French
probably
French kiss?
Yeah, but like
they invented the fucking kiss.
Yeah, but like come on now. I guess they got some prehistoric kissing, I feel like.
We might have to put it to the test.
I feel like a French kiss would be wet. Something about French people seem sloppy to me.
Would you be interested in having a lineup of men from different places in the world, you be blindfolded, you kiss them, you blindly rate them, and then you see where...
I must like, say, I'm not interested in that, simply because...
So you don't want me to do this for you?
No, I would say no, because okay. No matter what, it's gonna come out racist. There's really no way around it. I'm gonna offend someone. The lips are small, now we're going one way. The tongue's too much, now we're going one way.
Out of 10, like you don't even give reasonings, you're just like 1, 10, 8.
Oh, I thought you said guess. I thought you were saying guess.
No, you're not guessing, you're rating.
Yeah.
You're rating the kiss, and then after you've rated them all, you take the blindfold off and you figure out where you, but you.
I like those videos, those are fun to like watch, but to be part of, I don't need those herpes, you know?
Oh, yeah. Maybe they would do like a test, like how they do on Love is Blind.
Would you rather be a part of like one of the kissers in the lineup or one of the person judging?
Okay, so this is actually tough because I think I'm a bad kisser.
Really?
I do. So
it's one of my fears, but I don't think I'm a bad kisser.
No, I'm pretty confident that I'm not a good kisser.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm consciously thinking about kissing as we're kissing.
So am I, but I'm always like, you're a bad kisser. Not always, but like a lot of the time, I'm like, it's not, the reason I'm conscious of it is because I can tell that he's a bad kisser.
Yeah, 9 out of 10.
The way I thought that your refrigerator was your dog, and I said, what kind of demonic, what happened while I wasn't
She's
here?
She's a robot, no. No, look at that face. No, I think like 9 times out of 10, it's the men that suck at kissing. But then there's like the time where I'm like, if it's 9 times out of 10,
yeah.
Am I the problem?
I get you there, but I don't think I'm the problem. I really don't.
Yeah. So going back to your initial question, like, am I going to kiss someone once or am I going to kiss all of them? And I guess maybe I would want to be the one to kiss them all to tell if I'm the bad kisser.
Right.
But
have you never asked someone?
No, because I'm terrified. They're going to be like, yeah. And where do we go from there?
Where
do we go?
I think it's you just gotta find someone you're comfortable with and ask, and then be like, okay, great, just teach me how to be better. Just bite the bullet one time so you can be good.
Just one time.
And then in the future, and then moving forward, you'll be better. You don't want to be bad kids for the rest of your life.
I know. I really would have to like make the situation not awkward myself.
Yeah.
Like I really would have to be like, okay.
Seriously, like let's just die. It's okay.
So it would be a real kiss first, though, like without me telling him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then we would back away, and I'd be like, okay.
But it'd have to be someone that you think is a good kisser.
Yeah.
But do you think anyone is a good kisser when you're not a good kisser?
Hey, maybe.
Well, I'm also asking because you think you're not a good kisser.
Yeah.
So have you ever kissed anyone and been like, they are a good kisser?
I've kissed someone who I think is a good kisser, but again, I don't fully know because where am I?
Because you're like, I get that.
I'm like, I think he's kissing me good, but like, am I kissing him back good?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So initially I'm like, I would want to be the one kissing all the men. But now I actually think getting the immediate response,
yeah, the feedback
would be the best.
Yeah,
because, and again, it's on a scale of 1 to 10, and I could then ask further questions and not be offended.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In fact, it would be for research purposes.
But I also think that like kissing is like it is a lot like who you're compatible with.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, maybe you're not a bad kisser. Maybe it's just like, and maybe they're not also. It's just you guys aren't on
That's
the same page.
That's true. Also, like kissing's a different person
it's completely different.
It's completely different because maybe you gotta like shove your tongue in more, or maybe no tongue at all.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe like they do have big lips and I have small lips, so I've gotta like figure that shit out. It's different with everyone, but collectively I don't love it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
With that said, Betty White.
Betty White.
Betty White.
Okay. And for me, I would go, obviously I want to like do Ariana, but honestly having like a daughter sounds terrible. Like worse than having a son.
That's interesting. I don't agree with that.
So I think I would do, Elon Musk.
Really?
Yeah.
He's like a horrible person though.
Yeah, well, maybe he wasn't raised by the right person.
And you're going to be that girl.
And I'm going to be that girl.
Okay.
But if I'm going to make a man who can take me to space, come on. Literally, come on.
Yeah, fair enough.
Free Teslas.
I think if I had a boy, if I was talking about a boy, I would want a girl to, like, be who's recreated in him. Because I think, like, then he would be, like, less scary, you know? Because that's, like, my fear of having a boy is that, like, just something will, even if I'm a great mother, something in life will go wrong.
Your and then husband. He'll
just become horrible. No, yeah. It would never be that. he'll be docile and just.
What is, like, your dream guy? I feel like I don't know this about you.
I don't really know if I have, like, an exact idea of what, like, a dream guy is. I think, like, nice. Like, it's, like, I have such a low bar for men.
Such a low bar, just be nice.
So it's like, as long as they're nice and
not
like,
an asshole.
Yeah, and like progressive and like
handsome.
Yeah.
Would be nice.
Would be. And it honestly, be nice. That's all I mean. When I say would be nice, that's all I mean.
Yeah.
If you're not and you're all the other things, I can get over it. It is what it is. Like,
it's tough.
Yeah, like I just feel. It's just like if we vibe, we vibe. Like I really don't have like a specific thing that I'm like, this is what I need. You know what I mean? It's just kind of like someone who's nice and funny and thinks I'm funny and smart and like all the regular things.
Yeah.
But then we also have to be compatible. You know?
I had a $1 billion idea.
Okay.
Love is blind, but a dating app. So you.
That sounds like a nightmare.
So you are reading, like, it's a profile, but without the pictures. So you're getting to know everyone, and if you like someone based off of their answers to prompts and the things that they say, then you match with them. Then at that point, you can choose to either show each other your pictures after you've matched, or you guys can choose to hold off with sending those pictures for a little bit, talk to each other in the chat first, and then send the pictures. But it's important, the pictures have to still be on file in the dating app to be verified as a real person and not a catfish.
I think it's a good idea, like, in theory, but there's a reason why Love is Blind doesn't have, like it has actually pretty good stats in terms of couples.
I think it's 9 out of 11.
There's no way.
That's what they said in the reunion, like, something like that.
There's been more than 11 couples. Like, that is
Married couple, like, that get married at the end.
Oh, have stayed together?
Stayed together.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty good. But, like, there's a reason why it's more couples in general don't work out than work out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's, like, love is just simply not blind for most people.
Yeah, but how's Hinge working out? How's Tinder
not great,
out?
But, like, there's a reason why those dating apps are, like, the exact opposite of your concept, where it's, like, you want to, because they just, like, let's get all the physical stuff out of the way first.
Yeah.
Make sure you're attracted to the person. Okay, now we can talk.
I'm honestly just fed up.
No, I agree with you. I'm fed up. I would love to do it for, like, a social experiment. I do think it just wouldn't work, because at the end of the day,
like
people just want, you've got to be attracted, unfortunately.
No, I know. If anyone knows, it's
no, me. Yeah, I know you know. Honestly, if anything, that app would be a good idea for me. I feel like it would work for me. But for you, I don't know.
I think, like, I feel like I would get, what if we did talk for like 2 weeks in a row and I really love his personality, like I'm really into it, and then he sends me a picture and he is ugly, like maybe I could get over it because we had that connection first.
How ugly are we talking, right? Because we're talking, let's talk 1 to 10. 1 is obviously the worst.
Yeah.
The most ugly you think.
Let's
and 10 is the best.
A 4.
There are 4. So yeah. Do you think you could get past a 4? Like, what could you get past? Which could you not get past?
Okay. I definitely can't get past a 1, 2, or 3.
That's what I was going to say. 1, 2, 3 is a wash. We
it's
can't get past.
Out of here.
And I am so sorry about that. But that's very low. Most people aren't 1, 2, and 3, which I will say for me.
Okay.
Most people are not a 1, 2, and 3. 1, 2, 3 is really, like, I'm not attracted to you.
Yeah. But also, like, if you have light eyes, I could probably, like, get over it. If, not always. If
yeah.
There's, like, certain, like, features that mark you up, even if, as a whole, you're unattractive.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But also, I don't think those are enough to get, like, light eyes are, like, they're not, they're, like, I can see someone who I think is, like, not attractive to me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm, like, they have nice eyes, so, like, I can like, separate it. You know what yeah. I mean? It's, like, it's not that I don't see beauty in them. It's just that they're just really not attractive to me.
Yeah.
And when you're, it's, like, when you hit that threshold of, like, I just am actively unattracted to you, it's hard to get past that. But for me, most people don't fit in that. Most people are, like, hanging in the middle. Okay, but anyways, let's go back to, like, if you met someone, you yeah. talk, you didn't know each other, whatever, for, like, 2 weeks, let's say a month, and you really, really like them, and then you see them, mm-hmm. how ugly would they have to be for you to be like, I can't get over this?
No lower than a 4. Absolutely so, no lower than a 4.
So, like, they have to at least be a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. And you think if they were a 5 and you really liked them, you could get over that?
Depends. If we were to meet in person, like, that's the thing, is a lot of the time from pictures, guys are uglier than they are in person. So if he's giving a 5 from his pictures, there's a chance he's actually a 7.
Okay, but I mean in person. 5
in person.
In person,
he's a 5. I think I could last a little longer than I maybe have in past times.
Okay, but what could you be like, really truly get okay. past, like, you could have an actual real relationship with this person, and if it works, it works. A 7. That's crazy.
Yeah, but why? Why lower my standards?
No, you don't have to lower your standards. I'm just saying,
why,
like, that's
insane.
Why does
he get a high number and I get a low number?
How do you know that you're not a low number in his head? I'm just saying.
Because they're going to tell me. They're going to tell me how pretty they think I am. And from that, I'll be like, okay. You know? If I'm with a guy who doesn't compliment me, then why am I with you? But I don't want to be with a guy that I can't compliment either. Because then why am I with you? It's got to be like, we have to have attraction for each other.
Yeah.
Because what do you mean? Like, we have to have sex.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we can't. Not, I can't not be attracted to
yeah.
you.
No,
then
you're,
what
yeah.
the fuck?
No, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
So a 7 is the lowest.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I can do a 6, depending on exactly what is the 6. Like, there's so many things that are attractive and unattractive to me. So it depends.
Yeah.
But like a 6, 7. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
It's just, like, it's just so interesting because it's like, you think that if you have an emotional connection with someone, it would, like, bump them up. Like, make them more attractive to you.
I think if an emotional connection is really important, but I think a physical connection is equally as important.
I think it's, like, it is equally as important, but it's, like, an unfortunately thing. Like, it just has to be. You have no
yes,
choice.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
because
it actually doesn't really matter, but it does matter.
It completely matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. And even though people might say, like, you sound so shallow saying it, bitch, you think the same thing. You're just not saying it. Like, if you are someone who really looks don't matter to you, amazing. Please, take the ones. Take the zeros. Leave the hot ones to us. Because it's slim, it's few, and I want them.
It's important. It's really important. It's just, like, I think that you do mentally have to, like, eventually be like, it's not as important just because looks will fade. You know what I mean?
It's
like,
true.
As you get older, if it's that important to you, you're just going to keep breaking up with people because we're not going to all be in our prime forever, you
and
know?
And you know what? That's a problem for when I'm older. But right now I'm 20. And
fair
I'm
enough.
So young,
fair
you
enough.
Know? And we are in our primes. Why the fuck shouldn't we be with other guys in their primes? Why do we have to settle now? We're going to have to settle maybe one day. I'm not settling today if I have to settle later. Let's get into quiet onset. The first thing I want to even talk about is, did you know that Dan Schneider was an actor before?
I did not know that.
He went to Harvard or something? Or
oh, did
faked
he?
Going to Harvard?
Oh, yeah, he faked. Weirdo.
Yeah, so weird.
Honestly, I would do that shit.
fake going to Harvard.
Yeah, that's kind of a good. If no one's gonna check. That was a good move. Honestly, actually, never mind. Yeah, let's just keep on.
I'll say something maybe a little controversial, but the very beginning when they were showing a couple clips of Dan, in his actor phase when he was like the fat guy that everyone made fun of, I was like, aw. But then immediately it went away because I was like, wait, he literally did the same thing to Josh Peck and is just a terrible guy. So let's start with Dan Schneider and sort of everything there, and then we're going to escalate.
Okay, so if anyone hasn't seen it, Dan Schneider is the guy who made all of your favorite Nickelodeon shows. He was like, he's the creator of all the shows, head writer, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he has a reputation and is now being outed in this docuseries about being extremely abusive to his crew, to the cast, very inappropriate with the crew and the cast, mm-hmm. who are all children, by the way.
But even to the adults.
Even like to the women, adults, yes, but like...
Predominantly
the children. A lot. It's just extra vicious when it's to kids, and it's... He also has patterns of writing explicit and sexual innuendos and very inappropriate stuff for the children to do on the shows, like fetish stuff, stuff with feet, stuff with semen, stuff with da-da-da-da, that's like, maybe you wouldn't get it if you're a kid, which we didn't get it when we're kids, but when you're grown, it's extremely inappropriate and very obvious. And he had a pattern of doing that for decades on multiple shows with multiple people.
Can I ask, what show do you think he did it the worst on? Like,
it's a toss-up.
Yeah.
Between
Victorious.
Victorious is a bad one.
Yeah.
Victorious is a bad one. And you know what? I was going to say Zoe 101.
The Amanda Bynes show.
But the Amanda Bynes show is bad. Slash, like, all that. Like, that, the sketch shows. Those were bad.
And the like, Fear Factor one for the kids, which I didn't even know was a show.
Me neither. That was a long time ago, but yeah.
It's a toss-up between the Amanda Bynes show I didn't watch, because it was before my time. But, like, the things that I was watching in the documentary, like, the hot tub stuff is really weird.
Yeah, the Amanda Bynes show, it was, like, a little before my time, but, like, I still did watch it, but I just don't have as much, like, memories of it. Like, I have, like, little memories of, like, some stuff. When I saw it, I was like, oh, I remember that. But it's not, like, as vivid as, like, Zoe 101 and, like, mm-hmm. iCarly and stuff like that. Those are the ones that I, like, actively remember watching.
I can tell you everything that happens.
In all those episodes and stuff. But, like, Amanda Bynes show was more, like, when I was really young and I would just kind of sit and watch, like, at night or something, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks because I just remember being, like, this show was so funny. Like, it was just so good. And I was, mm-hmm. like... And which, this is horrible, but, like, even to this day, I'm like, that was, like, such a good idea.
Yes, yeah.
You know? Like, someone bring that back, not gonna lie. Like, a sketch comedy show for kids, like, it was really good.
Genius.
The kids he got were so funny. Amanda Bynes is national treasure. Mm-hmm. A talent of her time. She was fantastic, even at that young age. They just really hit the nail on the head, which is so unfortunate that he was at the helm. Because
I know, it's upsetting. Because he was this horrible person. But he gave us great shows. He gave us Ariana. Like, he was good at his job.
He was good at his... That's what sucks.
Which is so unfortunate. Because
it's, like, even the shows with all this horrible stuff, it's like, damn, but, like, other than... Outside of the horrible stuff, like, the plot's good. The characters are good. You know what I mean? Like, it's interesting. Yeah. The concepts, like, you did good.
Yeah.
But, like...
And he did good so many times.
Like, he's good at his job. Yeah. Which is unfortunate because he takes advantage of that.
He's a terrible human being.
He's a horrible, disgusting person. And it doesn't make... I would give up all these shows if for all of these kids to have had a healthy childhood and nothing bad to have happened. Mm-hmm. But it's just unfortunate that, like... It's not that I understand why he got away with it, but I do, like, see... Knowing how Hollywood is and stuff, it's like it's obvious how he got away with it. He made bangers. That's all he did. You're just putting up numbers. He's making everybody mm-hmm. millions. Like, of course they're gonna let it slide.
Especially then, when there was, like, no one on set to protect kids. Like, now it would be, I feel, harder to do. Mm-hmm. Because there's, like, so many steps to protect the children. The parents now are fully aware of, like, the crazy stuff that could happen. And I don't think any parent today would just let their kid, you know, be on set and not be shadowing their every move.
I mean, honestly, I don't know about that. I feel like there's lots of parents who they either work or they just don't, they just feel like comfortable with, like, because all you have to do is make, maybe they're at the beginning, they'll be like that, but it's like once you just get comfortable with the people around, you can leave, legally, you can be, not be around. Yeah, legally it's gotten better, and like the sets themselves have gotten better at like protecting the children, but even still, like, horrible stuff happens
of all course the time. It happens still, but I would like to hope that it can't be as bad as it was with pedophiles on set.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it could be worse, because it's like, it was really bad. Like, it was so just like bad. It was like, it's almost unbelievable how many there were, you yeah. know. It's like, so you're all pedophile, like, how is it possible that like everyone's a pedophile, you know?
It's
what I mean,
it's all men.
I know,
but and you know, like, what happened when they hired women? They would have to massage Dan Schneider. They would have to do commit, like, when the two writer women were talking about the emails that he would send saying, like, shout this right now.
Yeah.
Or, like, do this right now. Like, what?
Yeah, that was horrible listening to that power. Stuff with the women. Like, oh, my God. And I felt so, too, first the, like, one where he was, like, she was telling the story about whatever she was telling the story about. Yes. And he was, like, bend over and pretend whatever, whatever. Mm-hmm. That is... I'm so sick. I feel so bad for that woman. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so much trauma. Like, I can't even imagine.
She couldn't talk about it.
She couldn't talk about it to this day. Mm-hmm. Like, that's so sad. And the other, when she, and she got fired. Hey, wow. After all she was wanted, all they wanted was equal pay. Okay.
Yeah, because anyway. They were sharing, these sharing two women wages. Were sharing a wage.
Did you see the interview that Dan did with yes. that guy?
Turbo.
First of all. Is that his name in real life?
No, but that was his name on iCarly, right?
No, it wasn't Turbo, but you're close. It was T
something. T-Bone!
T-Bow. T-Bow.
Yeah. T-Bow, not Bone.
No, T-Bow, yeah. Yeah, first of all, fuck you.
What? Like, fuck both of them.
Fuck both of you. You fucking pussy. Like, whatever. But, like, when he... they talked about that part with the money and yeah. the sharing pay and da, 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 da. I was like, he was just like, I had nothing to do with people's pay. I didn't know anything about that.
He and said, like, he had nothing to do with a lot.
Yeah.
Which is so untrue. You are the head of the show. Nothing gets past you. Don't fucking blame your boss's boss. Like, this is you. You are the boss's boss. Mm-hmm. Take accountability. Like, if you're gonna come on a fucking... interview, oh my god, like, he thought that would help his case, but we're all like clowning on him because mm-hmm. he's so stupid. Like, there is nothing you can do.
It just blows my mind that, like, you feel so protected that you can, like, come and make an open interview when it's like, you realize people are accusing you of crimes. Like, what? It's just insane. Like, you should be behind bars, but instead mm-hmm. you're living in this, like, mansion, and you feel like you can just get online and
yeah.
like, it's just absurd.
And it's also annoying because there are so many conflicting opinions on Dan from the kids.
Yeah,
because he treated the boys yes. so much better than the girls.
It's so clear, and it just kind of blows my mind that, like, people don't see that. It's yeah. like with Drake and Josh, not okay. And I don't believe that if he didn't do anything to you, if you really, truly had a good experience with him, especially if you were a kid back then, I don't believe that you have to say anything now. Like, when people are 100%. Coming for Josh and stuff.
100%.
Dude, if he had a perfectly fine experience, he's not defending him.
Which
he's
he just, didn't, though.
Yeah.
But he wrote it in his book. Exactly. He did his thing.
He did his thing. He doesn't... they don't owe you anything, especially because they were children at the time.
100%.
So I don't like that people are attacking him for not speaking up. I think that's just so unfair.
I agree.
But... And if they were outwardly defending mm-hmm. him, that would be a different story, but they're not. I just feel like to feel like he's a good guy, not that they feel this way, I'm just saying for men or boys in general, to feel like he's a good guy because he didn't do anything to you, it's so obvious that he's just doing this to the girls.
He's like, not attracted to men.
Yeah, he's an incel, and he's a straight man, so he's doing all these things to grown women and little girls. Like, he's not doing it to men because he doesn't fetishize men. Like, yeah. It's clear.
He respects men on such a deeper level that, of course, and we'll get into Josh or Drake later, but of course, when he finds out what happens to Drake, he's devastated.
Yeah, because to him, that's a completely different thing. That's I can't believe someone would do that.
Yeah.
But he's,
meanwhile, he's not doing this.
As far as we know.
Yeah. As far as the information we have at this very moment, we don't know, but it doesn't sit.
I wouldn't be surprised.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. It's like, but up until this point, like, from the information we have, he hasn't done this to the girls, but he has been pretty close to doing, like...
Yeah, he's been extremely inappropriate, and he's put... I wouldn't put it past him at all, because the situations that he's put these young women in are so disgusting. And, like, what's her name in real life? Nicole from Zoe 101. Alexis. Yeah. She's been talking about this for a long time. And when I've listened to her talk about Zoe 101 stuff, and I'm pretty sure she said that, like, they would take pictures of them in, like, their little mini skirts or, like, their sports bras or whatever they would.
During fittings.
And he, like, kept all those photos and stuff. Mm-hmm. Which it's, like, in my humble opinion, based on the information we've seen, he's absolutely just, like, a pedophile, just like any 100%. Other one. And just because nothing has come out, or even if he has never done anything, it's not because he didn't want to. He found other avenues to be inappropriate, and in behind closed doors, I'm sure if we looked up that history, that laptop, if the police got his laptop, it will be a sorry sight to see.
But I'm so glad you brought that up, because not only is it like, yeah, like, he did terrible things, but he didn't go that far. Like, if that is what you are saying, if those are the words that come out of your fucking mouth, what are you doing to these
kids? Like, if that's not, if what he's done is not so abhorrent and disgusting and inappropriate to you, I don't want to be around you. Because I don't know where your line is, and I don't want to find out, frankly. Stay away from me. And stay away from schools, frankly.
Stay away from schools and playgrounds, please.
Disgusting, horrible.
It's not your place. Yeah. And honestly, get a child protection lock on your Google, okay? Because, like, I'm scared of you.
Yeah. I felt so bad for the one writer who didn't get fired when she said that after she quit, she compiled this big lawsuit and whatever. And she was like, you know what? Like, I know. I feel so bad for her. Especially,
she ruined her career.
Yeah, especially as creatives. Like, that's, like, my biggest fear is to be, like, in a position where it's, like, you have to. Because that is so common, is to be in a position where you're, like, you either have to take this abuse, whether it's physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, or you have to, like, give up your dream, your career, this thing you've worked so hard for, that you've fantasized about, that you finally earned. You have to give it up for nothing, not because of any of your own doing. Like, that is genuinely one of my biggest fears.
I hope that now that this comes out, that the industry will accept her back, because she was clearly doing a good job.
Yeah. Like, what?
And
to think she was like, this better be worth it, and it wasn't at all. Literally nothing happened to him at all. Mm-mm. Like, that is... I feel so bad for her. I hope that she's vindicated now, and I hope she can work again. I don't know what happened, but both of them.
And that's the other thing, is, like, you say something bad about Dan Schneider and he ruins your career. Like, and you're telling me you don't have a say in things?
Right. And when she said that he threatened her and was like, he was like, if you were the one who, like, told about the sharing pay or whatever, you're never gonna work again, da da da. And then he has the nerve to get on an interview now and be like, I had no say in this, da da da, da. Yeah. Like, why don't you actually address what she's accusing you of? How about that? Mm-hmm. Like, what? If you're gonna call these people liars, just call them liars. Yeah. Call them out by their name.
And it was pissing me off when Turbo was like,
Tebow. It's funny, like, why am I correcting you? It's not even his name.
When Tebow was asking him questions, like, that he thought were hard hitters.
Yeah, and he was, like, guiding his answer, too.
Get out of here. Dan, if you want a real interview, hey, we're right here. We've got you. Come on, I don't care, the podcast. And we'll ask all the right questions.
Yeah.
But,
and we'll have police right outside that door. Yeah.
It's like,
I don't want to be close to you.
I don't want to get close to you. I also get told I look really young. And, like, I don't want to, like, do something anyway. Mm-hmm. But I would love to ask him some questions. Yeah.
I also saw, like, a lot of people saying this, which I think is true, is that, like, they're like, Dan is so lucky that the main person who probably has, like, real shit on him is, like, in a horrible state, which is Amanda Bynes. Like, she's just so, like, she's doing good for her life now, but, like, mentally she's clearly still, like, just, you know, she is how she is. She's not in any state to, like, be a part of this in any way or, like, speak out, I don't think. Which, good for her. I hope she's just doing well. But it's just so unfortunate because I feel like she probably has more stories and more proof and more whatever than anyone combined. Like, I feel like she was his right hand, and her toddler ass was this grown man's right hand. Anyways, and it's just so unfortunate that, like, she can't speak on it.
No, it really is terrible. But I do also wonder, because I know a lot of kids who get abused, like, they find it to be normal, because that's like in their developmental stages, this is what's happening to them. They don't know anything else. I wonder if she would have a hard time speaking about it because that line for her is so blurred. I mean, obviously now that she's an adult, she knows. And I'm sure she's done therapy and stuff, but I feel like it would still be a hard thing to talk about because when you were in the middle of it, maybe she didn't know.
Yeah, and she probably didn't. That's true. Like, there is a decent chance that, like, she doesn't feel as... It's like the emotions you're supposed to feel and, like, what you know are, like, separated.
Yes.
And there's a chance that that is the case. There's also a chance that she's just, like, she's just gone through so much, and she's so far past it in, like, a way where she's, like, that's the root, like, but because of that or whatever, she's been through so much other shit that she's just, like, separated from it completely, and I feel like she could be in a state of, like, I don't feel anything, I don't even think about it, like, that's not even me. Yeah. All I'm doing is, like, you know what I mean? I'm just living for right now. I'm living every day.
And the last thing you want to do, if that is her mindset, is bring her back
Exactly, exactly.
Okay, so, yeah, we don't want to bring her back to that kind of position. But I don't know if you heard.
I did, but go on.
Another episode is coming out.
I did hear about that, yes.
And they did close it really nicely to the point where I don't really know what a fifth episode is going to do. I would hope that maybe... they came out, someone was like, I want to speak up now. Mm-hmm. And it's a new developing story or something. But if we're going to, like, go in more and kind of just, like, repeat what's been said already, then...
Yeah, if there's no new information, then it's like...
What's the point?
Everything's been said. Everything's on the table.
And it was so successful, you don't want to, like... You don't want to... The point of it is working. You don't want to, like, capitalize on it now. Because that's not the point of it.
Yeah.
But if it is, like, a new story, I would love to hear.
I feel like there's just so much more. Like, we barely scratched the surface. 100%. So there is a very good chance that there could be so much more. But, you know, we'll just see. Also, maybe that's not true. Like, it could just be a rumor.
Yeah. Obviously, we know that I love Ariana. But I have been kind of annoyed at the amount of people who are like, we need Ariana to speak out. And it kind of goes back to what you're saying. And it's like, she's not going to.
She's not going to. And she doesn't. She doesn't owe, like, it would be great to hear, just because I would love to, like, tear down all these abusers. But it's like, we are not the one who went through all that. They are. And they were kids. So if they don't want to talk about it, they don't have to talk about it.
And not to mention, like, I feel if something super, super terrible happened to Ariana, she has the power to do something about it privately. She can take down people privately if she wanted to.
Yes.
And also, like, she just released an album, right? Like, she's doing things. She's healing. She's had so many heartbreaks. And the last thing I'm sure she wants to talk about is the weird things she had to do in videos.
Yeah. And also, I just feel like they were all, like, younger when it happened and stuff. And I just feel like even if, like, if you're an adult defending Dan, I think that's horrible, right? Mm-hmm. But if you were a kid who went through the stuff with him and you still, like you said, haven't made that separation, mm-hmm. you still can't see him as the villain he is. And, like, you can't see yourself as the victim and whatever, and you still don't, you just don't view it that way. It's, like, I can't blame you for, like, not hating him. You should, but, like, it's your trauma, and it's not, like, call it Stockholm Syndrome or whatever you want. It's, like, I can't be upset at people who went through something at such a young age mm-hmm. not being able to understand how it's wrong now. And not feeling like they want to, like, be a part of this discourse. Like, that is your choice. And it's unfortunate if you feel that way, but it's, like, it's your journey. Like, it's just no one else's business. Like, these were kids, and, like, to, like, expect so much of them just because they're adults now is, like, so unfair. Like, 100%. Why are you forcing people to, like, rehash these things?
Yeah. But you know who we can be mad at, and honestly we should be mad at, aside from the obvious? Drake's mom.
We sure can. We absolutely sure can.
I don't feel like people are talking about
her. I don't think they are. I sure don't. I sure don't think they're talking about her now.
And she's honestly a villain.
She absolutely is. You're telling me he told you to your face, take the reins, take the bank account, take it all, whatever.
But do not let our son be alone with this man. And you let your son not only be alone with that man, but sleep at his house, go on long car rides with him alone, and just, like...
You're a grown woman, and you're letting him hang out with this grown man and all of his friends, take him to Disneyland, sleep over at his house, pick him up. Like, that's not his fucking father, and you don't know him.
If you didn't want the responsibilities, why did you take them away from a capable parent?
Right. I felt so bad watching his dad.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I cried. I actually cried.
Yeah, me too.
When I
it was so sad. It was so sad. Heartbreaking. Oh my god.
It's heartbreaking because that's like the nightmare
of a parent. Yeah.
He did everything right. Drake's dad did every single thing right. He had a bad feeling about a bad person, and he did everything to protect his child. And then when things legally became impossible for him to do that, he then warned his ex-wife about him and was like, absolutely never let our kid in the presence of this man alone. And the ex-wife ignored it. And unfortunately, as a result, Drake repeatedly was sexually assaulted by this man in the worst possible way that you can think of. In all of the ways you can think of, he was assaulted. And that was because of a terrible man, but also the neglect of a parent.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you don't even know this man. You've known him for, like, 6 months, a year. Mm-hmm. Why are you letting him parent your child? Especially when you've already been warned about him. Like, are you fucking insane? Can you imagine your parents letting you... Whoa. Like, wow. My parents would never let me sleep over at a grown man's house. Just me and him. Period. End of story. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Because that's absurd. You're my parent. It's the most basic forms of protecting me. Like, that's just so insane to me. And I just can't believe that people are talking about that.
I can't believe it.
Sorry to Drake. Maybe he has a great relationship with his mom, and that's why they didn't talk about mm-hmm. that much. But it's like, damn, woman, you dropped the ball. Like, this is your fault, too.
Yes, yes. It could have been prevented. It could have been prevented. And that's why it's her fault.
Yeah.
But kudos to Drake's girlfriend's mom at the time.
Sure. Which, Fifi Dobson, apparently.
I don't know who that is.
What?
Let me Google.
What?
Fifi Dobson?
Bitch, Canadian legend Fifi Dobson, bitch.
How do you spell Fifi? F-E-F-E?
Yeah, I think so.
Fifi.
Dude, Dobson. What? She has fucking bangers. She was fucking dominating the Canadian radio waves at circa 2010.
Okay, what's her songs? Let's see. Stuttering.
Stuttering? Stuttering. Play it.
Okay, because of what you just did, I have no idea.
I think I sang the wrong song, honestly. Okay. But that's such a... you, but I just can't take a liar. I was by your side till the very end, till you pushed me in the fire.
Yeah, I know it. So she was the mom or she was the girlfriend?
She's the girlfriend, apparently. Apparently. Allegedly. So her mom, I guess.
Yeah. So thank God there was an adult, an actual adult present. Yeah. In his life, like, at some fucking point.
Obviously. She, someone with sense. Are you kidding me? She's right. A grown man does not call my daughter's boyfriend this much. Like, what is going on? And you're telling me that when Drake was just at his house, Brian was just calling him, calling his mom, whatever. And his mom was just like, pick up the phone.
This is a problem that I have because... instead of her listening to her ex-husband, right, the father of your child, the one who loves him the most, instead of listening to him, you listen to Brian. You listened to a stranger. What, because maybe he can give your family money? Like, is that worth what happened to your child? Is that worth it? Like, it was anything, the jobs that you had, the reasons that you couldn't do things yourself, was any of that worth what happened to your kid? Like, was your neglect worth it? Are you proud of yourself? Because, like, I would understand if, you know, there was no signs, there was no way for her to know, but there was every way for her to know. There was everything. And I'm not blaming her more than I'm blaming Brian,
of course. Absolutely not, of course. But, like, your job is to protect your child, and you didn't do that.
You actually, on purpose, did the opposite.
Yeah. Like, you were being willfully ignorant. Like, you should have... it was clear. Like, it was so clear, and you didn't protect your kid. And if you can't protect your kids, don't have kids.
Yeah. Or, again, leave it to the parent that will. Mm-hmm. I just can't believe that, like, this poor dad, who is literally a perfect father... Mm-hmm. And this happened because he was trying to do the right thing.
When he was like, when he found out and he was like, oh, thank God it wasn't you. Oh my God, that part killed me, dude. Yeah. I wish we heard like how he found out that it was him.
Me too.
Yeah.
I wanted to know that, but I think it would have probably been too hard.
Yeah, that was killer.
Yeah.
Oh God, that was horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That father is like, that's a dad that you would want to have. So let me ask you a question that's sort of a hard-hitting question. That is not mine, but I've heard a lot. Which is, how can we feel so bad for Drake when he did the same thing to someone else? And first of all, he did not do the same thing to someone else.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what he's done. I've kind of avoided... okay, you can tell me. I've avoided looking at it because I just don't... everything I see is like, that's not true. This is, it, if 100% is true. Like, people are so on one side or the other that I'm just like, I don't know what's true and I really don't care. But all I know is that he definitely didn't do what was done to him.
No.
I know that.
And I'll tell you guys, this is like, again, it's not 100% like proven because I don't have the court papers, but he was talking to this girl and then she said that she told him that he was underage.
Yeah, got it. No worries.
And then he immediately stopped talking to her. But then she twisted things and brought it to court, and he pled guilty. And he's like, I did talk to her, and she is a minor. I didn't know, but I'm still pleading guilty. He did some time, and that was it. I'm actually pretty sure he did more time than Brian did.
That's crazy. Did he really go to jail? I didn't realize that.
I think so. I think in the documentary they said he did.
Yeah, I remember him saying, I did my time, or, like, I served my, my whatever, punishment.
Mm-hmm. What's his last name?
Bell.
Right. Oh, no, just kidding. He did 4 days.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. But $20,000 bond.
That's not that much, I don't think.
No, but for, like... for, like, something that you're really not that guilty for?
I also don't really understand what bond is because I'm pretty
sure... like, bail.
Yeah, but I guess you don't get that back. But I think you do get that back sometimes. But maybe not if you're guilty.
No, I think if... yeah, I think, like, if you... or innocent. If you do it and you're innocent,
yeah, they give it back.
Mm-hmm. So it's just, like, crazy. But believe it or not, listeners, Brian was fired from Nickelodeon, but he what? Where did he end up getting a job?
He sure did get a job as soon as he got out on the one and only Disney Channel, The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. I did hear that he got fired once they found out about his record, but I looked him up and he's worked on a bunch of things, like so many things since then. Like maybe it wasn't Disney, but like he's definitely worked with kids since then. He's worked on like lots of other projects. Like it didn't really hurt his career.
Let's talk about that for a second. This man continuously assaulted a child.
Mm-hmm. Molested.
Molested. The R word. Did the whole thing. And yet, the writer woman defended herself against toxic workplace, and her career is ruined. But a pedophile...
A convicted pedophile, a proven guilty, a sex offender currently,
a serial assaulter is allowed to work. But someone who defended herself, literally just by suing someone, by the way, nothing illegal, X'd out of the industry. Just sit with that for a second, because that didn't even click to me until you were talking.
Yeah, it's just insane. Like... And it, unfortunately, it's not uncommon.
It's not.
At all.
No.
You piss off the wrong person and you're done. And unfortunately, pedophilia doesn't piss off the wrong people.
Apparently not. Apparently not. Because how many people sign letters in defense of Brian?
And that, and what a damn shame about that. James Marsden, I had faith in you. I loved James Marsden. How dare he? He was so fine. It was like one of my celebrity crushes a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, change it now.
Changed now. You're in the bin.
Bin.
Ugh, that's such a shame.
We'll see him in Epstein's Island.
And especially the stuff they were saying, like, in letters. Like, he...
How can you talk about someone's character? As soon as you find out what they did, the character is gone. It was a facade.
Did you hear clips of the... Boy Meets Pod, like the Boy Meets World.
No, I didn't hear them talking
about it. Okay, so they have a podcast.
No, I know.
Yeah, and the two boys of the show, not the main guy, but the other two.
Yeah.
They were two of the people who wrote letters, and they talked about it on the podcast. I don't know if they talked about it recently or if it was I think it probably was recently, huh?
But
like, yeah, because like, what? Brian Peck, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely recently. I don't even know why. Why did I question that? Of course it was recently.
If you're asking me, like, I would know.
Yeah. The name just came out. Of course it was recently. What the fuck?
they would not say it on their own. Yeah. Come on.
But apparently, this is what they said. They said that back then, when it happened, when he was, like, getting convicted, like, when it first happened, he called them up or whatever, and he was like, guys, something horrible is happening, whatever, whatever. And they didn't use too many details, but what they said is he told them that it's not true. It's, like, partly true, what the accusations. He's like, I did do part of the things that I'm being accused of, not all of it, but the way that he phrased it and, like, made it seem to them was that apparently, like, it was a case of he was, like, manipulated, and he was, and I think they were kind of implying that he told, even though they didn't use any details, hey, you could have used details. If you really think that it justifies it, why didn't you just tell the truth of what he said? But whatever. They said that apparently he made it seem as though the kid in question, because he didn't say it was Drake, mm-hmm. was underage, but he thought he was overage, maybe. And that, like, he tried to say no to advances multiple times. And then eventually he's just a man, and he gave in. And then he got trapped. And then now he has to plead guilty. And in their minds, they're just like, oh, this guy made a mistake, and he got manipulated, and he da-da-da. And I was so blown away when I heard this, because, like...
Even if you, Cassie, my mom, my brother, if you guys came up to me and said that shit, and I see your charges, I'm sorry, I'm not writing a letter on your behalf.
No, I'm on the phone with the feds.
Yeah, I'm not writing
I'm making a case
a letter
against you.
On your behalf.
Are you kidding me? I'm writing a letter against you.
Do you...
Send him away.
You think... And the thing is... You're I just said the closest people to me. Brian and fucking Peck, Mr. Peck, whatever the fuck. Like, what? You guys aren't close to each other. Why are you asking for letters and then you're going to just, come on, like, there had to be, like, actual money bribes or something, because I don't understand why else you would do.
I think they just, like,
defend an adult over a victim child.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, even the dad said, like, everyone loved Brian. Like, he was, like, the funny guy. Like, everyone was obsessed. And all the kids. That's fine. Everyone was shocked when they found out. So, like, clearly people really liked him. So I think they were just like, he's just a really great guy that we really like. And, like, I don't believe that he is a bad person. It's just the fact that, like, you can believe someone is still a good man despite the fact. Like, you still believe what happened.
Like, it's fine to have had those feelings towards him, but as soon as the truth comes out, you should work on your brain to switch it. It doesn't have to be a flip. That's understandable, because it's someone that you knew and you were close with, and, like, it takes time to adjust. But the adjustment should be fucking done. Mm-hmm. Especially 15 years later, talking about it. Like, what? Come on. It's disgusting.
And I heard Drake Bell talking about some person who wrote a letter that I don't know who they are, but he was, like, someone that he was friends with or close with at one point back then, and he was, like, we were friends, and, like, he was really into Harry Potter, so, and not Harry Potter, Star Wars, and I worked with, what's her name, Catherine Hahn?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that her name?
No, I didn't watch Star Wars, I don't know.
I know, I feel like you know her, though. It doesn't matter.
Han Solo?
No, it's the real one, same. I think it's Catherine Hahn.
Princess?
Those are the character names. Anyways, he worked with her, one of the characters, on something, and he got her to sign something for this guy, and he gave it to him, and then, like, later that guy got on SNL, and, like, they had a segment where he was, like, bring on your most, like, prized possession, and he brought it on, and he told the whole story about how Drake gave it to him, and he was, like, it meant so much to me, and he was, like, and that guy still wrote a letter, and I thought we were friends. Crazy. Like, insane.
That's why I'm saying, like, there had to be some sort of money bribe or something.
I want to believe that, but at the end of the... even if there was, you're...
Yeah, of course.
They're still the worst. But it's like, some people are just shitty people. It's especially so back then, believe. Like, pedophilia, people were, I mean, still. But, like, still. Back then, like, people just be like, they just make excuse for men. Yeah. Like, they're just like...
It's so true.
Oh, he's just a... So he slipped up and he had sex with a minor one time.
Even though it wasn't one time. And by the way, there's like, it was, Drake recorded his confession. So as soon as you find out that what Brian told you to get the letter is false, I would write another letter.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, not in defense, but like, that was another thing they said on the podcast, which is kind of true. Because they were like, they were like, back then, like, all we knew about was the charges that he pled guilty towards. So it's like, I guess Drake, there was like a bunch of charges against him, and he only pled guilty to the one.
Okay.
And so that's the only one he was really charged for. Like, he didn't get charged for every single bad thing he did.
Yeah, which is awful, because it's a literal confession.
Exactly. It's insane, but it's like... And
he went to jail for, what, 16 months or something?
But Drake said he only went for 4. Like, that's what he was sentenced to 16, but he only went for, like, maybe 4. But anyways, they said that, like, since he only pled guilty to the one, and that's the only one that, like, stuck, that's the only one that was, like, known publicly. So that's the one that he admitted to like the people who wrote the letter. So he was like, he told me about that one thing, and that's the one I knew about. I didn't know about all the other stuff that was out, because he didn't plead guilty to those. And he was like, back then it was like the early 2000s. You couldn't just Google what people were, which is true, it's like, but still, like,
say sorry.
Exactly. Like it's just what? Insane.
Say sorry.
And I heard a clip of Drake on a podcast where he said no one has reached out.
Yeah, I saw that too.
Insane.
Like, well, we're reaching out, and we're sorry.
Yeah, so sorry that happened to you.
Yeah, and just, like, especially the fact that after it was a known thing to the court and, like, the people in... around, that they were as helpful as your mom was. Like,
yeah,
terrible. But he wasn't the only pedophile on set. There was another one who sent nudes and, like, weird things to minors, and he got fired. I don't know if he got charged or...
You're talking about the one who sent the video to that girl?
Yeah.
Talk about another mother.
Talk about another mother. What do you mean you're not going to the fucking police?
What do you mean you're not going to the police?
She just didn't want to be looked at as a bad mom.
The fact that you would say that on camera, girl. Like, oh my God. Crazy.
We're going to end off here because, like, we can't be talking forever. And honestly, watch the the series.
Yeah.
But if the parents need to get better, because whatever the fuck is terrible, okay? And there were some really good parents on set, and things didn't happen to their kids. So
did you see that the mom of Chris Massey and, like, the other Massey, Courtney in the House mm-hmm. guy and the black guy on Zoe 101, she, like, posted something in defense of Dan Schneider. She was like, no, Dan Schneider is an amazing man. He
Again,
such
you
an
have
amazing
sons.
Opportunities, which both assault charges, whatever. Like, she was like, it's the parents to blame, not Dan. Dan, you were amazing. You've changed my family's life. We love you. Girl, what?
Sure, I could say Dan changed my life, too, because he gave me Ariana. But no, you fucking didn't, because you know what? Ariana's a legend, a queen, and a goddess herself.
And she would have been a star regardless.
She would have been a star herself. There is no thanks to be given to Dan. He just did a good job at his job, and he fucked up in every other thing. And there's no, like... There's nothing we can do about that but, like, cancel him to the day he's dead.
Yeah. He's the worst. Insecure. Incel.
Because if we're gonna be a cancel culture kind of community, let's cancel the right fucking people,
Let's cancel the criminals.
Let's cancel the criminals.
Yeah.
And not the ones defending themselves from the criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great place to end off. I think we discussed a lot. I'm interested to see the next episode. And I'm kind of happy that this came out because it's also giving opportunity for other kids who were victims to feel, to have a space where it's safe for them to come out. So that's been good. And also, if you don't want to, like, that's fine as well. There's no pressure. But I hope that, like, change can actually be made, although I'm not optimistic.
Yeah, I'm not optimistic. But...
But... We're gonna go rock climbing. So we got places to be. Bye.